We can go on to some news items now, and they're quite a mixture. Some contentious issues and a bit of sport. Parking charges in the city are set for an increase, which is bound to be unpopular, as is apparently a large proposed development in Taverham. However, top marks go for some buildings at the University of East Anglia, and success for both Norwich City Football Club's men and women's teams. Car parking charges are set to increase across Norwich as City Hall seeks to raise extra cash. Fees for parking in the city's surface and multi-storey facilities, including St Andrews, St Giles and Rose Lane, will go up at the end of March. The latest hikes will see charges increase by as much as 9%, with customers paying up to £22.40 to park in the city centre for 5 hours. Norwich City Council says the new fees will generate an extra £300,000 income. It says this will help it to avoid making cuts to services such as bin collections.
Senior councillors have called to halt work on the creation of a new village on the city outskirts after plans for the Western Link were pulled. They say that the 1,500-home development near Taverham, called Marriott's Park, will no longer have the infrastructure needed to support the extra vehicles, and say it will cause traffic chaos in the area. Along with houses, plans for the site reveal it will include a primary school, a medical or community centre, shops, pubs and takeaways. Proposals for the 3.9-mile road were dropped by Norfolk County Council in December. And a spokesman for Broadland District Council said the scrapping of the scheme will not affect the housing development. The Western Link would not have been part of the modelling when considering the Marriott's Way development. Therefore, the withdrawal of the Western Link will not affect the housing development. But councillors for Taverham disagree, saying the development shouldn't go ahead without the Western Link.
The University of East Anglia has been named one of the UK's most beautiful brutalist buildings. The arch company, which conducted the study, placed UEA third in the list of top 10 brutalist structures in the country. The university, designed by Sir Dennis Lasden, was first opened in 1963 and is described as a true megastructure. It features Lasden's characteristic roof furniture with concrete housing vents and lift shafts.
Kellen Fisher believes Norwich City's ability to stay calm amid the storm of anger and injustice that swirled round Vicarage Road ensured their 1-0 victory over Watford. The hosts were left incensed after striker Vakun Bio saw red for a shove on Emi Markendes, as well as feeling they should have been awarded a penalty after Angus Gunn's collision with Georgi Chakvadadze, even though replays show the city keeper got to the ball first. Those controversies irked those of a Watford persuasion, including head coach Tom Cleverley, who accused City of deploying the dark arts. Fisher felt it was more about Norwich keeping their heads as all those around them lost theirs. Coming to a tough place in Watford, to get a 1-0 win and a clean sheet is massive for us. Fisher reflected post-match. City have now won 5 of their last 8, and this was a performance that showed improvement on their travels.
Real Bedford 1, Norwich City Women 1. Andy Cook insisted that the pressure is entirely on Norwich City Women's promotion-chasing rivals after the Canaries let a 1-goal lead slip to draw 1-1 away at Real Bedford. Natasha Snelling fired City ahead in the first half at the Eyrie with brilliantly taken goal, but was cancelled out 15 minutes from time when Bedford's Abby Benstead levelled proceedings. City's unbeaten start to 2025 goes on as a result of Sunday's draw, but it did little to help their promotion aspirations, as they remain 4 points behind Bedford and trail new league leaders Chatham Town by 5 points. When asked if his side need to double over Chatham in order to keep their title hopes alive, City boss Cook said it is the teams leading the way who will be feeling the heat. "They've got to win their games to keep their momentum," Cook stated. "We don't have to win the games, we just have to play the games and work through them."
City Hall is planning to spend £2 million refurbishing an industrial estate on the other side of the country. Norwich City Council bought 3 industrial units in Telford, Shropshire 5 years ago to bring in extra funds through rent charges. Having bought the properties for £14.5 million, the authority now hopes to splash another £2 million on refurbishment to increase their value. However, some councillors have questioned whether they might be better off investing in sites closer to home rather than some 200 miles away. Local authorities, such as Norwich City Council, purchase commercial properties to profit from rental income and fund other services. City Hall spent £14.5 million on 3 industrial units at an estate called Stafford Park in Telford in 2020 and is said to generate significant income from the buildings.
At its peak, it drew in 2,500 holiday makers from across the country each week for their summer break on the Norfolk coast. Pontins in Hemsby is long gone, but a new project celebrating working-class history now aims to capture the memories of those who stayed and worked there. An audio documentary called The Holiday Makers is one of 3 Norfolk and Suffolk projects handed a share of £500,000 by Historic England. A project celebrating Melton Constable's railway history and a performance which will conjure up a picture of everyday life in Bungay will also get money from the Everyday Heritage Programme. The programme celebrates working class histories, with the latest tranche of funding focusing on buildings or places in rural and coastal places. The Norfolk and Suffolk projects will get a combined £57,100.
Right, now for our second feature. Who would have spent much time musing on the style of handles on teacups? Mike Hicks of Stalham Antique Gallery tells us that some teacups are very valuable. His article is read by Christine Gillam.